Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Vav introduces us to the concept of Muktzah. Muktzah literally means set aside, and the opposite of Muktzah is Mukhan, something that is prepared for use on Shabbos. And so, generally, when the Chachamim are referring to Muktzah, they usually say, Eino min ha-Mukhan. It is not prepared for use on Shabbos, because it is Muktzah, and we call that Muktzah. There are several different categories of Muktzah. The simplest is something that is set aside for a purpose that is not permitted on Shabbos. That's called Muktzah Machmas Isser. And the first case, the first example in our Mishnah is going to be Muktzah Machmas Isser. Ein nosnin kli tachas aner lekabel bo sashemon. If I have a lamp, an oil lamp. A lamp is just a bowl with oil in it and a wick. And if I have an oil lamp, and my oil lamp is dripping. So I cannot put a vessel under, right, under where the drip is, in order to catch the dripping oil. Why can I not do that? Because the oil in the lamp is muktzah. It's set aside for burning in the lamp. That is something that is a it is set aside for Isser. If you light the lamp before Shabbos, it can keep burning. That's not a problem. But the actual burning of the fire is an Isser on Shabbos. And therefore, that oil is set aside for that Isser. And in fact, if you would remove the oil, you would be violating Mechaba. But that's not our issue right now. The issue is that this oil is Muktzah. And so now, since the oil, which is Muktzah, is dripping, if you put a vessel underneath it to catch the oil, that vessel is now having its usefulness as a vessel canceled, because it now also will not be able to be moved on Shabbos. And we have a rule, Asur Levatel Kli Meichano. You are not allowed to take a vessel that is usable and prepared for use on Shabbos and nullify its usefulness and make it unusable, make it Muktzah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, you can't put this vessel under the drip. However, if you put the vessel there to catch the oil before Shabbos starts, mutter, that's perfectly permitted, because then you are not nullifying the use of the vessel on Shabbos. You've nullified the use of the vessel before Shabbos. Well, that's fine. That's your decision. Recognizing that when you put that vessel under the oil, that vessel is now muktzah, and that vessel will not be able to be moved the whole Shabbos, but it's perfectly permitted to set that up that way. The oil that has dripped down, you can't get any benefit from it. Lefi, as we said before, because the oil is not set aside for a permitted use. It is muktzah for a forbidden use. It's set aside not for our use, but for muktzah machmas iser, because it is burning in the lamp. We are now moving into the category of muktzah machmas mios, something that is set aside because it's yucky, and you wouldn't use it for anything other than its intended use. So, our Mishnah says, "Metaltel ner chadash." If you have a brand new oil lamp, that is to say, it's basically a ceramic bowl. It has never yet been used as a lamp, so it's nice and fresh and clean. So you can move that around on Shabbos because it's not muktzah. It has never been used. It's certainly not muktzah le'isser because you didn't light anything in it, and it's not muktzah machmas mios because it's never been used before. It's nice and clean. So I could use it for all kinds of permitted things. I could use it as a paperweight. I could use it to hold open the page of my sitter. I could use it for all kinds of things. I could use it to put apples in. Because since it's clean, I could use it for any of those things. And therefore, it is mukhan for permitted use on Shabbos. And therefore, I can move it. Aval lo yashan, but not a used lamp. A used lamp, even if it's not in current use, a used lamp cannot be used on Shabbos because it is yucky. You wouldn't use that to hold on your papers because it might get smeared oil on it. You wouldn't want to get your hands dirty. So therefore, that's called muktzah machmas mios, and you cannot use it on Shabbos. You cannot move it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon does not forbid muktzah machmas isser, nor muktzah machmas mios. He disagrees with the Chachamim about this, those Isurim. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol HaNeros Metaltelin. You can move any lamps around. It doesn't matter. New, used, no problem. Chutz min HaNer HaDolik B'Shabbos. Except for one that is actively burning. Even if it was already burning, even if it was burning when Shabbos started, and now it is extinguished, Rabbi Shimon allowed you to use it, to move it. But if it is actively lit, Rabbi Shimon says, even that That even I agree, you can't move. Why not? Because in that case, we would be gozer so that you don't actually extinguish the light, right? That would be mechabe. If you accidentally extinguish the light, you would be violating the Isser of mechabe of putting out fires. And therefore, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that an actively lit lamp, you can't move. Now, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that you can't put the vessel under the oil drip to catch the drips, because since the oil is muktzah, you will be ruining the vessel. You'll be making it muktzah, mevatal kli me'echano. You'll be nullifying its use. Our Mishnah says, however, nosnim kli tachas haner l'kapal nitzotzos. You are permitted to put a vessel underneath the lamp if it is sparking. If it's sparking, and I don't want the sparks to catch on my floor, I have a wooden floor, I have, or carpet or something which could catch easily. So I could put down a vessel so that the sparks land on the plate rather than on my carpet and start a fire. Why is that permitted? It's permitted because the sparks have no substance, and therefore the sparks are not considered mukta. You can't say that a spark was set aside for Isser. It's not set aside. It has no real substance. And when the sparks land on the vessel, not only are they not really mukta, but even if they were mukta, they're not there. There's nothing in the vessel now, and therefore we wouldn't be nullifying the vessel from use. However, we are reminded, v'lo yitein l'socho mayim, but if you do put that vessel down to catch the sparks, don't put water in it. Right? During the week, you probably will put water in it, so that way the sparks go out right away. But on Shabbos, you can't do that, mipnei shehu mechabe, because then you are extinguishing, and extinguishing is an av malacha, which you certainly don't want to be doing on Shabbos.